Martina's under a small bit of pressure. Can I say why you're under pressure?
You can.
You're going for?
A root canal and a crown. I'm getting my crown today.
Root canal. That'll take hours.
It will, but I'm ready.
You're primed and ready for it.
I am. I put WD-40 in my jaws.
Be great if you could get knocked out for something like that, wouldn't it?
I know, but sure, we'll get plenty of numbing and we'll be grand.
All will be well. Might be numb for a few hours afterwards. Well. You'll be biting your lip and biting the inner side of your cheek and all sorts of things.
Be grand.
Come here to me. That's expensive.
It is, so I will probably just pay with a kidney or something. I have two of them. One is fine. So
all right. Surrender a kidney for root canal. Okay, that might catch on. Who did you write to?
Myself and another girl in school, we wrote repeatedly, as did half the country, to Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Fixes.
So you weren't to know, in fairness to God Almighty.
No, we wanted to meet Duran Duran, and we thought this is how we do it. So we just wrote again and again and again, thanks be to God, they didn't reply.
They never once replied to any of the letters, no?
No. Thankfully.
How long ago was this?
I would have been in maybe fifth or sixth class, so 1981, 82.
Yeah, and Duran Duran would have been at the peak of their popularity in the early 80s. Yeah, you were right, because with that man, you wouldn't have no idea what could have gone on, you know?
No.
Unfortunately.
I mean, we knew he was weird, but we didn't really know the depths of the weirdness.
I know, yeah, the depravity, if you like. Yeah.
But thankfully, you know, sometimes a blessing is in disguise.
And how are you now? Are you still a big fan of Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I don't really follow anything now. I'm in my 50s. I think when you hit your 50s, you just kind of, it's like somebody bursts a bubble. There's no more kind of
no,
you know, hero. I don't. Yeah, maybe it's just me.
I mean, everyone is different, but it doesn't mean that you still can't like or admire or even be infatuated by, you know, people or things or music or films.
Yeah,
I mean,
David Attenborough, look, he's they'll never be the likes of him again. And I'd love to meet David Attenborough.
Well, it all started because a buddy of mine, Claire McCarthy, be a great pal of the family, she wrote to Attenborough years ago, and he wrote back the most beautiful letter, you know, follow your dreams kind of a letter. I have to tell you, Martina, that 50 is the new 35, if you didn't know it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
So never mind that old nonsense about bubbles being burst.
No, but I mean, you sort of get it. Everything is very real, you know. I'm having a great time. I'm retired. I'm having a ball. And
what the heck? You must be loaded. Retired at 50.
No, I retired at 50. I'm 56 now.
All right. Still in all, though. It's well ahead of the rest of people.
Yeah, it was health stuff, so happy days. No, it's grand, yeah.
But you know, you are right when you say, like, when you're young and you're innocent and the whole world is an exciting place, they're the kind of things you do. You know, you have pen pals, you're making friends, you're
dreaming big and you're going to save the world. And then slowly, as you go through life, it just chips away at you and you're left going,
It's the Friday morning of the weekend, girl. Don't be depressing me. Stay positive.
I suppose I'm in a particular frame of mind now because I know I'm going to have my gob open for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, but you won't have any.
Somebody looking in. And in your 50s, you have to remember, shave your top lip before you go to the dentist.
Well, make sure you get, is it done? Have you done that?
Yes, because the lights are very bright and they're using magnification, so you have to. Your mind shifts away from, you know, rock stars to, like,
reality.
You know, is my moustache acceptable today, or do I shave it? What do I do?
You could just ignore it.
Is that
a regular thing with women? Forgive me, I have seen on supermarket shelves disposable blades just for me. I thought that was for their legs.
Yeah. Like, it was, I never thought, like, people say to me, you're very like your dad. and I'm getting like more like him because he has a beard. I don't know if it happens to all the women of a certain age, and again, I hope I'm not upsetting anyone, but this is reality. So you kind of move in going, you know, I'd love to have dewy 20-year-old skin, but I now have a moustache, so I better address it.
All right, the reality of the decades then, isn't it true?
Yeah. But look, it's good to be.
What's the male equivalent of that? Hair growing out of your ears, is it?
Yeah,
hair growing out of your nose at an enormous rate.
And yard brush eyebrows, you know.
Yard brush. Do you ever wonder why nature or biology designed body changes like that? What benefit is it? You're getting older, that you have more hair coming out of your nose.
It just proves that nature has a sense of humour, I think.
So do you.
It's like, you know, we'll go. Yeah, we'll make that bit fall off now, see how she gets on.
Yeah. Well, we'll give him a couple of faulty bits. Yeah. Give her a moustache. Yeah.
So,
give him ears where you could grow potatoes out of the interior of them. Yeah. See if he's laughing after that. Yeah. Well, listen, don't change. Good luck at the dentist today.
No, thank you. Thanks, Neil.
Well, if Jim didn't fix it, the dentist will fix it.
He will, yeah. I'm glad Jim didn't fix it, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Dodged a bullet.
Stay in touch, will you?
I will. Be good.
Bye, Martine. Have a great weekend. All the best. Yeah, it could be ears with fucking hair coming out of them, nose like hair coming out of them. What else would there be? Massive big eyebrows, she said. You just have to work harder. And apparently for Martina, it happens to be a moustache. Anyway, there's products for all of these things, I'm sure.